Dear Sangha, today is the 24th of January, the year 2010. We are at Low Hamlet, Plum Village, the Meditation Hall Assemblies of Star. We are learning today the sutra called Ticha Metteya Sutta. And this one is the seventh text given by the Buddha during the period pre-monastery, and it was written in the Pali canon as well as in Chinese one. And Ticha Metteya Sutta, sexual intercourse should be avoided for a monastic. That is, and we have the Chinese text. And then have been translated into Chinese about the second part of the third century after Christ. It was translated by Chi Kim, and then the monk Tan Hoi came from Vietnam to China to share Buddhism, and there he helped that man to refine the text, because that man is a lay people, but is a very big scholar, so he translates from Sanskrit into Chinese. And then, so in Pali Canon, we have 10 sutta, 10 yathas. We know that one of the oldest teaching of the Buddha, oldest text, Genmin teaching of the Buddha, the sutta. So it's one of the oldest. And after the passing away of the Buddha, there is about a few 500 years, I don't remember clearly. But yeah, it has been transmitted verbally, orally. And so sometimes when you hear someone say something, you report and it's a little bit different. And so that is it's about 400 or 500 years after the passing away of the Buddha passing away. So they wrote down into Pali, and into Sanskrit, and then only 3, about 300 years before Christ, the teaching of the Buddha have been written on the palm leaf. And so, and it was reported that there is only one monk who have good memory and remember all this teaching, and they said that it's very dangerous to let the teaching of the Buddha lost, and that happened only 100 years before Christ. It means almost 400 years after the passing away of the Buddha. And so, because in the time of Buddha, the teaching of Buddha, they divide into 3 groups. The group of have good memory, they call the teaching, and they recite the teaching. And the second is the Vinaya, and the third is the preacher. So but until 100 years before Christ, is only one monk who remember. And so at that moment, there is the prince Ashoka, who have many children, and among them one become monk, and they bring that Pali text to go to south of India and Sri Lanka, so on. And why others? There are other school also student of the Buddha, but they prefer to explain more in other side. But they kept in Sanskrit and in northwest of India. And then from that, they went to Nalanda And then later on at the 3rd century after Christ, that we have translated into China. So this sutra comes from the fact that there is a very young monk. His name is Maitreya. And he asked a question, "Dear Buddha, how I deal with my sexual energy?" And the Buddha answered by 10 gathas, 10 poems, short poems. And his name is Tissa Metaya. That is a Pali word from Maitreya. Before becoming a student of the Buddha, he was a student of a spiritual teacher, a Brahmin, a Brahma. But when he met with Buddha, he was impressed and he became student of the Buddha. And that spiritual teacher of that monk, as a Brahmin, has the name Bhavari. This spiritual Brahmin teacher lived 120 years old, and he knew by heart all the Vedantism, all the great teaching of Vedantism, and he's very smart on handling on the Dharani, on the mantra of Vedantism. So one day he came south and he gave a very good teaching, and people come a lot to listen to that spiritual Brahmin. And after that, people listen to him and they offer to him a lot of offerings and money and so on. And so when people receive so many offerings like that, so that spiritual teacher think of a kind of ceremony to distribute all the offering to the poor people. And so they organize that Brahmin spiritual teacher. And then they organize a very big ceremony to distribute to poor, hungry children. And at that ceremony, a lot of people who attend. And there are poor people, but there are rich people. And during that ceremony, that spiritual teacher teach, also practice sharing of the teaching. And then after that, he distribute all the offering people gave to him. So after that, that spiritual Brahmin teacher, after this reaching, like, he is very happy and he stay in his hut. And during that time, there is another spiritual teacher come from very far and full of dust. And that second spiritual teacher have been welcome and then after having a bath, that spiritual teacher requests, "Could you please give me a dana of 500 dong? I don't know if it's a golden piece or one piece. And I heard that you just distribute a lot, and can you give me 500 dong?" And then the Brahmin spiritual teacher said, "Oh, I don't have any single piece of gold because I gave away all. And the second spiritual teacher come and he requests and he do not receive. He was very angry. And he said, "You are not kind. You are." and then you are not kind, you are naughty. So I will recite a mantra, and after that mantra, your head will be broken into 7 pieces in order to answer to your naughtiness. You give a lot of people, and now you even do not give me. And then I recite the mantra, and so head will be broken. And so after reciting like that, he left. And Bhavari, before that, he believed on mantra, and so he is very worried. And he said that, well, he believed on mantra, and he said that maybe that mantra may be effective, and maybe our head will be broken into 7 pieces. And if we have no way to encounter that fear, he cannot eat, he cannot sleep, for several days. Well, because he believed on mantra, and now somebody said that, I recite the mantra, your head will be broken into 7 pieces. And so he's worried. And so he worries and worries and he worries. And in Vedantism, there is also a number of things who can, quite a lot of mantras. So during the night, there is one person appear like a very from heaven or something. He said, spiritual teacher, why you are so, you suffer so much? Why you are so afraid? Maybe it's just a threat. Why you lose your sleep? Why you, and then you would, and then the Bhavari said, no, maybe they know, maybe their mantra is successful, and then my head will be broken. And the other thing, it means like a deva appear from the sky. It means some noble person. He said, don't believe it. Why? And then so that deva would think that I know that one person can help you, and the mantra of that naughty one will not make your head broken into 7 pieces. So you must go to see that wise man. He was a prince. He could be a king, but he decided to search for a spiritual path. He was enlightened, and you can go and see him. That man is a Buddha. So he suggests Bhavari to go and see that man who is a Buddha. So that spiritual Bhavari decided to go to see the Buddha. And so he called upon a number of his disciples to go with him and to visit the Buddha. That spirit teacher who have the name Gotama, and it seems that he was enlightened after 7 years of practicing asceticism and overcoming so on. And he is now in Russia. So we try to go and see him. So Bhavari come with his 16 disciples. And among his disciples, there is one monk have the name Tissamitaya. And this Tissamitaya, he is already a monk in the tradition of Bhavari. And he is already 16 disciples of Bhavari. And 16 of them have the big hope to see that wise man Shakya. And they climb the mountain and river and creek and so several days until finally they arrive to Rakhia. And they can see the Buddha sitting down there surrounded by peaceful monastic. And the question they worry the most, and they aspire to know, if somebody recite a mantra and make your head broken into 7 pieces, is that true? And how we can encounter that fear and overcome it? And the this, the Buddha answered, the head. Your head represents the ignorant. They represent a block of ignorance. A block of ignorance, very big. The lack of understanding, the lack of wisdom. If we want that block of ignorance to be broken, it's not easy. It's not easy. You must have five power of energy to make that that block of ignorance will be broken, and you will be full of enlightenment and happiness and liberation. So if you don't practice five power, your head will be broken, and but broken and you collapse, but not broken in order to be enlightened. Broken the block of ignorance and be broken in order for you to be enlightened, for you to be liberated. So in if you have five power, that tin tang niệm năng nguyện, in tin mean là faith, tang is diligence, niệm is mindfulness, then concentration where is insight. If you have these five energy, you can break the block of ignorance into several pieces, but you will not be collapsed, you will be enlightened, you will be liberated. And so he have five power. He explained what mean five power. Faith, what means diligence, what means mindfulness, what means concentration, what means insight. And then after explaining like that, all of them are so happy. And that is why the one of the 16 disciples of Babari decided to ask the Buddha concerning sexual energy. This Amitaya is very young monk following another spiritual tradition under the direction of the teacher Babari. But after that, he was impressed and admired, impressed, and decided to become a disciple of the Buddha and became one of the best student of the Buddha. And then Detu Yulak is Metatsite. He has the chance to ask two questions. And his two questions have been written into a sutra. And then here is the first question. Maybe that young monk is very young, maybe like Thai Pháp Hữu. Or Sister Mangyam, or maybe at the age of Thai Pháp Chiếu. Mangyam, Mangyam is been on a very young. And here is this question linked with the concerning sexual energy. Oh, tell me, Venerable One, the defeat when you are attached. You are attached to sexual desire and it prevents you to go in the very liberate direction. Please teach me how I can practice in order to get rid of the attachment pulled by my sexual energy. That I translate literally what I said, not in the text you read here. And the Buddha answered in a very concrete way. And all the young monastic must learn. Sexual This word nữ means the object of the attachment of the drowning. If you are a man, is a woman is the object of your drowning. If you are a man, a woman, that nữ means the opposite side, opposite sex. And if you are homosex, this is the object of your homosex person. This could be a woman, or could be a man, could be a woman. If you are attached, you lose your liberty. So Thầy point out the word nữ there. Nữ literally in Chinese means woman. But Thầy said woman is in the case you are a monk, because Tisha Mithaya is a monk. But if you are a woman, it could be a man. And if you are homosex, it could be the object of your attachment. So you are that the root of your ignorance. If you are caught by sexual desire, and then is the root of many mistakes, it prevent you to go on that very liberate path. So please teach us. We request the Buddha to teach us so that we can practice, so that we can get rid of all the attachment caused by sexual energy. To act here, they translate by, we can translate by ugliness or bad, but in this text, and if you are a monastic, a monk, a nun, and if you are caught in the sexual desire, and you cannot do anything, you can learn, you cannot practice easily. And so for young monastic, that matters is a big problem. And so Tisametaya decide to request, to ask the Buddha for a good answering, for helping them. And Maitreya, later on, he will consider like the future Buddha is the our future Buddha, Maitreya Buddha, the coming proclaimed Buddha. Because actual Buddha is Gautama Shakya. But in Maitreya, he is just a young monk, represent a number of young monastic men, monk or nun, because physiologically our body is made with sexual energy. And how we can channel, we can transform, we can make good use instead of become considered as an obstacle. How we can change into something more useful instead of be caught by. The question was very clear, and the style is very new. Oh, Venerable One. And if we are caught by sexual energy, it is a root of so many difficulty. How we can continue our liberate path? Please teach us. So we can be free of all these things. But Maitreya continue. If your mind are occupied totally by the image, by all these things of the object of your attachment. You have a sweet internal formation. It means the image of this person fall down into your consciousness, thought consciousness, and you cannot eat, you cannot do it without thinking of her or of him. And since I'm caught, we are caught, we totally forget our spiritual path. Even during our sleep, we also think, during our sleep, we do not think of the teaching of the Buddha, we think only to that object of your attachment. This could be a man, could be a woman, could be homosex. We also forget totally the schedule of our activities, daily activities. So we have to compare the Chinese text and the Pali text. So the English one you have here is, I think that is Pali. When you are caught by the image of that person, you totally forget all the teaching of the Buddha. We totally forget the teaching of the Buddha. This very old style at the 3rd century after Christ. And you know that the Tripitaka only translate at the 4th century, not the 3rd. Well, it means go totally forget the teaching. We totally forget. We also forget. Even on your teaching, even during my sleep, during our sleep, we do not remember the teaching of you, but we remember only the silhouette of that person, the image of that person, the word of that person. And then I forget totally the schedule of my daily activities. And I forget that we need to practice mindfulness and then concentration. And inside, everything is lost. And I'm telling you, maybe he has some experience of that. He really feels that he lost a lot if he are caught like that. And so he requests the Buddha to teach him. We forget to the not the schedule of the daily activities, but the way to practice, like we start to practice mindfulness. And after mindfulness, you practice, you obtain concentration. After concentration, inside, I forget totally. I don't know if you start by mindfulness or concentration. It's really confused. And so I forget also during the practice, I forget like I start by mindfulness or I start by concentration. I am really confused. It's a very sincere question. Here, the answer of the Buddha. A monk or nun must remember that you will be alone with your beginner mind, the beginner minds of aspiring to something great, something beautiful, something truthful. And you have to do it yourself alone. At the beginning, your beginner mind is wonderful, very powerful. You want to do something great, beautiful for life, for life of you, for people around you, for humanity. But that beginner mind could be worn. It means it become slowly fade away. If you allow these things, So when you are caught by that sexual energy, you will lose all this beginner mind, like the car who have, when it's stuck by something, it cannot continue. And when people say that, why you are doing like that, and you never, and you say that, no, I never be feel attached. I'm not attached. You lie, and you speak back. No, I'm not attached. When you are attached, you never agree. When you are drunk, people say that you are drunk. No, I'm not drunk. So it's the same here. So, at the beginning, right at the beginning, the beginner months, you have to go alone. You become a monk and then you must go alone. The Buddha went alone. You go alone. You search for something truthful, something great, something profound. So a monastic is somebody who search for truth. True reality. So a beginner mind is to go alone to search for something profound, great, beautiful, truthful. But then if you betray that deep aspiration because you are caught by this craving on sex, it's craving on many things who make you lose yourself. That beginner mind, that beautiful beginner mind. Why at the beginning is so beautiful? It can help you to be very clean, very pure, very great. And so you go in the other direction, and then you fell down, and people try to pull you back. You disagree. You continue to collapse. People remind you, you have started to be attached already. No, I'm not attached. And slowly you go by yourself, and you collapse. Like a cart pulled by an ox, a buffalo is they cannot go on the right path. They went in the wrong direction, and they don't know what is right, what is wrong. They go in a chaotic way. And they always answer, "I know what I do. Don't interfere." It's the same. Heterosex or homosex are the same. One monk, one nun, or two nun. When you are attached and you never listen to any shining light to member in the Sangha. So they make a lot of cause a lot of trouble to us. It's better we go out and we hide an apartment and we stay together, two nun or two monk. So you lose your right path. You cannot distinguish what means right, what means wrong. The Buddha answered in that way. He has experience of a number of his students. Many of them are stubborn and do not believe on him, and finally they collapse. So he shared his the experience of a number of his disciples who collapsed. In the past, people venerate you, admire you, because your bodhicitta, your beginner mind, is so beautiful. The teacher, the lay people, everybody admire you because your practice is so beautiful. But now nobody loves us because we are caught by on this attachment. The Buddha said that that person in the past was admired, was loved by everyone because of his high morality. But now he lost his high morality. And when you see that, you are determined to get rid of all these obstacles in order to go back to your beginner mind. And he asked, and you look at this case, the case of that man, that monk, and that nun who is caught. At the beginning, people admire him, admire her, but when she was caught and she become stubborn, he becomes stubborn, he do not listen to the shining light of the Sangha, and he lost the preciousness of his attitude. You lost the beauty of his attitude. In the past, people admire you because you have all this great value. But now people are shining light on you and you don't want to believe it. And then you behave in a very wrong way. His value. In the past, we enjoy the appreciation, the value. People value you. In the past, you are comfortable with the way people appreciate you, value you, because you feel that you really practice. And you can see people respect you, love you. But now, we lost that admiration. We lost that people do not value us anymore. And you can see like that, and right away, you find a way to restore your beginner mind, your bodhicitta, in order to practice correctly. And we try the way you try to go far away from that attachment path. The word ya here, ya mean I feel that it should be the word ta instead of ya. Ya, I don't think that this is a thing it make a mistake, but it's in the sutra it make that mistake. Because the word ya and Thai, the way you pronounce very similar, but when you write it, and the meaning is different. Ya. Ya mean house, but Ta mean wrong, heretic. So now we learn another sutra, gathas. We have to look deep in order to see what is advantage, what is disadvantage, disadvantage. We see that once we are caught by this sexual attachment, and we will be collapsed. And we train ourselves to listen to the advice of people who are shining light on us. We have the practice right thinking in order to see the suffering of that sexual desire pull us in a very suffering direction later. We have to look deeper. We think deeper on the advantage and the disadvantage of the sexual action. Yeah. When you commit, you are attached to that sexual attachment, and then it will lead you very far. You have to see in advance where you come, and you will go in that direction. You see in that direction, you see a number of things have happened, and you see another direction, other people are not caught like that. In the past, we were so happy in the Sangha. Suddenly, you lost the Sangha. Be alone. Go alone. Without any support of anyone. You see already one person, and you look at another person. Do you want to become like that man or like that woman? And that is the way you look deep. If you want to become like that woman, after 5 years of marrying and then divorce and with a few children to take care. And so you see that monk now he become a so suffering man, and this woman so desperate woman, and that man or that woman remember, oh, how wonderful my monastic sangha together. We do a lot of work together. It's no longer there. And you have to look at that and put yourself into the situation like that. And you will see that if you go in that direction, it will lead you to where. And then after that, you know what to do. We have to listen the teaching, the shining light of the teacher, of the big brother, big sister, in order not to be caught by that. We do not want to lose our Sangha. We don't want to be lost like that man and that woman. We have to practice right thinking by yourself. By yourself, try to look deeper, try to think deeper in the right path. And the suffering and the shame, the suffering and the shame of these people who do not do like that, they do not practice correctly like a monastic. Now we read again. Cut to sex is the root of many suffering and is prevent you to go in the immense path of liberation. Please, Tathagata, can you teach me how to prevent myself not to cut like that? So the Buddha said that, he also said that when our mind is blocked in the sex desire, and then we cannot do anything, we also lost on the way of practicing, chronologizing way of practicing. And the Buddha answered, a monastic is someone who go alone and go in the direction of aspiration, to go in the direction of beauty, truth, but for a while, and then you are lost, and like you start to go in the wrong direction, and like a cart, ox cart, who cannot go in that direction, is go in the wrong direction and is in trouble. That person in the past was admired and appreciated by a lot of people, and now he lost everything. And you see the illustration of that monk and that nun to become that man and that woman who are lost in suffering like that. And you know how to change, how to transform your difficulties. And then you have to be aware. And then practice right thinking in order to see the suffering. So you can compare this one and the Pali one. The Pali one is was translated into English that you have in your hand. That is the Pali text. But the one in Chinese, I just explained. And so that is the very first year of teaching of the Buddha. It's very primitive, very... And he is teaching the future Buddha in the future Buddha. And who is the future Buddha? It's you. You. You are the future Buddha. And the Buddha is teaching you. Not to that Tisabhitaya, but it's you. The Maitreya Buddha, Maitreya Buddha is the Buddha of love. Buddha and love is different. Love and sex is different. Two things different. Love, we don't need sex to have love. We study Thursday, continue in Thursday. lay people don't think that this sutra is only for the monastic. It's also for you.